Today, I'm going to introduce you to a champion in every sense of the word, a first place winner, and a supporter of a cause. His name is Richie Tinter.
Hello, how's it going?
He's a 9-year-old fourth grader attending West Ridge Elementary in Baldwin, Missouri. He's also the winner of his school spelling bee, who will represent West Ridge in the 2015 St. Louis Post-Dispatch Spelling Bee, presented by McKendree University on March 7th, 2015. Like I said, he's a champion. Before we meet Richie, let's explore how champions are made. Oh, one other detail. Richie, he's blind. Now, if that piece of information caused you to feel any sort of pity or in any way sorry for Richie, you should hear from his mom, Ann Tinter.
Richie was born with optic nerve hyperplasia. He had had an early diagnosis from illness. He had to spend some time in the hospital, and he was diagnosed with something called hypopituitarism. And when he was diagnosed, he had an MRI, and they found that he was missing the septum pellucidum in his brain. And they said, well, you know, there's a possibility he may be blind.
A second visit with the ophthalmologist confirmed Richie was severely visually impaired. Ann's reaction after leaving the office?
I took him out to the Jeep, put him in his car seat, sat down, and just cried. And cried and cried and cried. And, you know, the thoughts go through your head as a parent, especially with him being our first child. He's not going to play baseball. He's not going to, you know, run around like other kids do. He's not going to do the things that other kids do.
For many parents, the diagnosis of blindness for their child could cause them to treat their child differently from a sighted child. Ann says there were some who felt,
oh, that poor baby. Oh, he's already sick with, you know, the hormone issue, and now he's blind too. Oh, poor Richie.
While Richie's ophthalmologist didn't have much to offer medically, fortunately,
he did give me a pamphlet for the Delta Gamma Center for Children with Visual Impairments here in St. Louis, and from then on, we were set. They did everything for us as far as providing therapists, providing Braille board books for Richie. When we got in contact with the Delta Gamma Center was when things kind of started turning around for us.
This was the pivotal moment. Richie's parents made a conscious decision not to pity their newborn son.
We just didn't know what life was going to hold for him, and it was very emotional. I sat down with my husband, and both of us looked at each other and said, uh-uh, no one is going to pity this kid. If he has trouble, fine. But nobody is going to pity him because of the blindness. That's ridiculous.
You just heard the first ingredient for building a champion. Expect the best. Getting over the initial uncertainty is one thing. What do you do with both the metaphorical and literal bumps on the head that we all experience in our lives? Soon after Richie began taking his first steps, he was ready for another ingredient, the permission to explore.
He started beating on the front door to our house and was saying outside, 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 and we took him outside. Okay, he knows what he wants to do. He was feeling the ground and said concrete when we were on the sidewalk. And, you know, and this was, he was little. He was only just over a year old. Slowly but surely, as Rich has progressed in preschool and grade school and all of that stuff, we have come to realize that he is going to be just fine.
Let's hear from Richie on how he became Spelling Bee champ.
I had won the class Spelling Bee in fourth grade, the Thursday before Christmas break. So they gave me a list of words to take home and study over break. So I said to my mom when I came out with it that Thursday, I refused to study on either the E's, the days, or the weekends. I'm only studying on non-holiday weekdays. Because, you know, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, you know. So, yes, I did study. On January 8th, the spelling bee took place. It was in the morning in the school gym. There was about, like, 9, 10, 11 rounds, I guess. I kept thinking to myself, okay, I got that word spelled. Let's see if I can get the next word spelled.
Several rounds later, Richie found himself as one of two finalists.
Wow, I'm either going to be the alternate or the winner. Either way, they're going to be really, really proud of me.
He's referring to
my family, my teacher, Miss Schulte, my SSD teacher, Miss Cook, my para, Miss Weber, and all my friends, family, pretty much everybody I was associated with.
It all came down to one final word.
Spell one more word correctly to be the champion. Magician.
Magician. M-A-G-I-C-I-A-N. Magician.
That is correct.
Magician is the trick.
There are two additional ingredients that every true champion requires. First, access to the tools. Athletes need access to equipment like baseball gloves, bats, or golf clubs. For a champion speller who is blind, a key tool is Braille. This is the system of raised dots which, through varied arrangements, represent letters, numbers, and punctuation. Mrs. Cook, Richie's TVI or teacher for the visually impaired, sums up the importance of Braille.
If you really want to have a positive outcome in your future of gainful employment, you need to be literate. And Braille is a wonderful way to access that material. I think a lot of parents are scared of it, but really it opens doors. It doesn't close doors.
Getting introduced to Braille books at the Delta Gamma Center, Richie's mom, Ann, began including the books in Richie's daily routine.
We started reading to him using the Braille books so he could feel them when he was, you know, around 6 months old. We had read to him every night before that, but, you know, we didn't realize that we should be reading in Braille until then. And he just blossomed from there. When he was learning how to read, we put Braille labels on everything we could possibly label around the house, and he picked it up really quickly.
This, by the way, was grade 2 Braille, or what they call contracted Braille. This consists of shorter abbreviated code to reduce the length of a Braille printed or embossed word. Take, for example, the word information. Each of the letters are made up of some arrangements of 6 dots, appearing in 2 columns and 3 rows. Specific arrangements were created to abbreviate common contractions, like T-I-O-N in information. Richie was learning all of this by first grade. It's no wonder he finished first in his grade category in this year's regional Braille competition presented by the National Braille Institute. With parents committed to success, teachers like Mrs. Cook and others, Richie has another key element of a champion, a strong team of coaches. According to Mrs. Cook, Richie has a good grasp on his other blindness-related skills.
He is very independent in familiar areas. He travels to and from school in his neighborhood, doing street crossings. He is learning compass directions and using them to get around. He knows numbering systems. I mean, he really is a very independent, appropriately independent for his age. He self-advocates. Very appropriately.
Since winning the spelling bee, Richie's become a local hero, appearing on the front page of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. For Mom, the big deal of this win?
If you're a Braille reader, then you would know that you have to learn how to spell things twice. You not only have to learn how to spell the grade 1 version of it by letter by letter, but you also have to learn the contractions that go with the word. So I think that is a big deal. I think the big story is that, you know, Rich is going places, and this is yet another one of our indications that he wants to get out into the world and do his thing and show how smart he is and show people that blindness has nothing to do with it. People who are blind are just as intelligent as everyone else, and they are just as capable as everyone else, and Rich is kind of telling people, get out of my way. We're really proud.
As I mentioned earlier, champions are often concerned with something more than themselves. Richie would like the general public to think about this when they hear of his victory.
Looky here, a blind person just won the school spelling bee and is going on to McKendree University in Illinois to compete in his area spelling bee. Look at that. Maybe all blind people can do that.
Now, Richie's 9, so he has some other interests.
I like to research European royal history. I like to watch TV shows about World War II in Europe, medieval times, European royalty in medieval times, castles, stuff like that. I like it when my dad takes me to Sonic for lunch or dinner.
Is it hanging out with your dad or the burgers?
Maybe a little bit of both.
Finally, I thought I'd end by quizzing Richie in preparation for his next competition with one final word.
Champion. C-H-A-M-P-I-O-N. Champion.
This is Thomas Reed for Gatewave Radio. G-A-T-E. W-A-V-E-R-A-D-I-O, Gatewave Radio.